I think you just highlighted one of the most important things to remember about rebranding. You can be as pretty as you want, but the service still has to be great. The product, whatever it is you're delivering, still has to be great.
Well, and the fact is, a brand is not, it's not a logo, it's not a color scheme, it's not your North Star. The brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room, essentially. Your brand is something, you can't tell people what your brand is. You have to deliver on it. If you're not genuine, if you say you're transformational, but you don't help people change to meet the upcoming challenges, you know, the challenges of the new digital age, then you're not transformational. It is what people think about you that is your brand. And so to that extent, you can't really control what your brand is, except by doing what you just said, by delivering great service, by honoring your promises, by being there for your customer.
Welcome to the News Nirvana Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker. The News Nirvana Podcast features conversations with media professionals from across the country, highlighting our ever-evolving business models and showcasing the strong and effective journalism produced each and every day. This podcast is made possible to you by the generosity of Blox Digital. Blox Digital empowers content producers to connect with their worldwide audiences at scale and continuously transform to achieve their business goals. Contact Blox Digital today to learn more about how they can help you thrive, and you can connect with them at BloxDigital.com. Hello, and welcome back to the News Nirvana Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker, and with me are my overlords, Town News, Tony, and Aaron. Guys, thanks for coming on the show. Tony, it's a repeat. Aaron, you and I have been talking for a couple years now, but finally, we have forced you onto the show. And there's a really, really big, really cool reason. So I'm going to be quiet now. Guys, what's going on up there in the Quad Cities?
Well, first of all, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me. It's great to finally be on. But yeah, I mean, we're here because Town News, we'll just rip the Band-Aid off, right, Tony? Town News.
Yeah, say it. Yeah.
Town News is rebranding as Blox Digital. And this has been a long time coming. It's something that we've actually been exploring for, man, going on 5 years now, actually more than 5 years now. So it's something we've researched and we've been working on for a very long time. And it's extremely exciting to finally be able to unveil it for everybody. Tony.
And I mean, honestly, only being here for a little under a year, I just came in at the perfect time because Aaron's been working on this for 5 years. So I get to just come in and, have this entire thing on a plate served up. And all we've been doing over the last 10 months is executing. So it's been a lot of fun.
So you're just like, sweeping in for the touchdown dance. Well, congratulations. It is. And I didn't realize you had hinted to me earlier at the big announcement, but I didn't realize it had been a plan for that long. Branding is a huge step. Rebranding, I think, is even bigger than when you first launch a business. Like rethinking, reimagining takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy. So congratulations. We're dropping this actually a couple days before you officially make your big announcement. So it'll be fun to tell the world. I think this is perfect timing because rebranding is on everybody's mind right now as we continue so many shifts in the industry and how we produce and deliver the news to people. We're doing things differently, and it requires a rethink of how we brand all of our products. So I thought this would be kind of a fun time, Aaron, to bring you in, the guru architect of this, and just talk a little bit about what goes into rebranding. You've been doing it for 5 years. That's a long, long time to plan.
I will say you hit the nail on the head when you said that a little bit easier to rebrand a new company than a legacy company. And Aaron will point to all that work that has to be done. The coordination is really, really important. The communication is really, really important. You've got legacy customers you work with that you want to make sure you don't feel like you're making a deviation too far, right? So it's a lot to think about. And Aaron's plan so far has been very robust and thoughtfully executed.
Well, and that's a huge chunk of the thinking that went behind this is, you know, what's the timing of the rebrand? What, you know, how are we going to affect current customers? We don't want to come out with something completely off the wall that alienates people. And that's part of the reason that we chose Blocks Digital. A lot of research went into that. And when we were doing our initial research that we alluded to 5 years ago, we actually worked with a branding company that interviewed existing customers, interviewed customers that former customers, interviewed employees, interviewed industry luminaries to talk to them about Town News' perception in the industry, our product suite's perception in the industry, all of those kinds of things. And what came out of that was at the time, and this was 5 years ago, at the time they said, Town News is really well known. Black CMS is even a little bit better known in the news industry. A lot of users of Black CMS, you know, knew the product, but weren't necessarily as familiar with the company, for example. So that was part of the thinking that went into this is that what is a way to modernize our brand, to modernize our go-to-market name and our identity without making folks feel like we're abandoning the industry or we're alienating them. So Blocks seemed like sort of a natural transition point. And then it was, you know, how do we tweak it? You know, how do we make it sound like a company name, you know, essentially. So that was the thinking. And then we sort of sat on it for a few years. Like, it's a big lift, and you know, ultimately the timing wasn't quite right, you know? And so it sort of percolated in everyone's brain for a number of years.
Well, if I can jump in there real quick, like, so because this was a while ago and you decided to let it sit for whatever timing reasons, and I think we can get into that, but what was kind of the impetus of, you know, maybe we should rethink how we package ourselves and how we tell our own story? What was that original kind of impetus?
Well, I think a big, so, you know, we do a lot of trade shows. We interact with, we travel a lot, interact with our clients a lot. We talk to a lot of folks in the industry. And, you know, one of the things that you'll continually hear at trade shows or elsewhere is just, you know, Town News feels a little small. So you guys, you only work with small customers? Is that your market? Things like that. Or you're a news organization. What exactly do you do? The name has served us really well. We've grown tremendously over the past 30 years. It's, you know, this is not about hating the name or anything along those lines. It's just how can we modernize? How can we communicate? Hey, we are an organization that serves 2,000 news organizations, that is basically the technology backbone for 2,000 news organizations out there, from the very smallest to extremely large groups. So
I might actually be your very smallest.
So it just felt like it was a roadblock. And that's why I think we kept circling back to it. It's like, the lift is big, but it's causing us problems. The lift is big, but we need to get past it.
Was it reassuring? And I know, actually, maybe I'm going to ask it this way. Sorry, I'm going to change my question a little bit on the fly. Was it about honing in on that strength, honing in on that thing that really defines who you are, which is, I think, you know, your Blocks tool?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. That's, you know, a lot of people heavily identify us with that product. And also, you know, our product line, we have for years, we've had an awful lot of products, not just Blocks CMS, but other Blocks products. Blocks Total CMS is an industry leading publishing tool that allows you to publish to your website and your print product at the exact same time. We've had a whole range of products under the Blocks moniker. So it was always kind of odd that we had all these Blocks products, but the company name was Town News. And then we also rolled out a suite of data products that under the IQ moniker. So it got to the point where we were just creating a little bit too much confusion in our naming scheme. And that was another impetus behind choosing Blocks, was that that helps us straighten some of that out much more easily, because so many of our products already were called Blocks, Blocks CMS, Blocks Total CMS, Blocks Classifieds, et cetera. So that's, that made it easier.
What are you, before I bring Tony back in, but Aaron, what are you looking for when you're first doing that? It's not strategy planning, but you're first doing that identifying stage of finding the thing. What are you looking for when you're looking at rebranding, at reimagining who you are?
When you say the thing, are you talking about the name itself?
Well, for you guys, it was Blocks. Like, we know this is a recognizable tool. We have many products built around that. For you, that ended up being the answer. But before you find that answer, you know, what is it that you're searching for when you're looking for that new way to tell your story?
Well, we're searching for something that resonates with our customers, resonates in the industry. I mean, Blocks, in addition to being a tool that's extremely well known, there are a huge number of positive connotations with Blocks. You know, I mean, we are the building blocks of your digital strategy. We enable you to build a business from the content you produce. We're about creating content and then activating that content. So Blocks has a lot of positive connotations. But it's funny, you ask about the process of getting there. Yeah, we got back to Blocks Digital, but it was a long and circuitous process to get there. I mean, you should have seen the whiteboards. You should have seen the absurd names that we actually floated. I mean, it was like, it was a real genuine process with hundreds, literally hundreds, columns of, you know, pulling from the thesaurus, pulling from journalism history, pulling from right. You know, anything that you could think
if
of.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't you perhaps reference your Latin textbooks from college?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that took 4 years of college Latin, and yeah, I went back to Latin.
I'm sorry, and I'm impressed.
If I had it to do all over again, I wouldn't. But yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, finding the right fit, and you go through. And then, you know, working with external organizations. So we worked on more than one occasion. We looked at hiring and indeed did hire branding organizations or external marketing organizations to help us go through these options. And ultimately, it was kind of like, I think, actually, you know, Tony kind of, when he came in, he looked at all of this and, after a couple of weeks, he came back to me after sort of reviewing this mass of stuff that I threw on his desk. He came back and he said, "You know what? You're going to be really mad at me for this, but I think Blocks Digital is the right answer." And I said, "I am so glad that you said that. I am not mad at all." Pulled out some logo examples. I mean, there had been.
Let me grab the binder.
Yeah, exactly. No, I said, I think it's the right move. So, yeah. it feels right. And it does what we needed to do without being such a huge change.
I think when you said, when you talked about the whiteboard and all of the names that came out. So everybody listening that's done it before rolled their eyes.
For sure.
And the people that haven't done it before probably had a little bit like, really? It's that bad? It is. It's a crazy, crazy experience. Well, so Tony, I guess kind of as you come in and your background with some other startups and things, was it, I guess, what was kind of your thought process as you came in and started having the conversations and seeing where they're at?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. Brad Ward, our CEO, before I even started with Town News, I think it was my final interview with him, and I think I said, you know, is your organization open to a rebrand, a renaming, kind of rethinking? He said, yeah, we're absolutely open to that. So that might have been the deciding factor to come to Town News, right? Because to Aaron's point, it does feel small. Right, we want to create this big, robust, fast-growing SaaS organization, right? So, for me coming in and having a lot of the framework built, made it a lot easier. But what then happened is we had to organize. And so we had to take all the great work that had been done. We had to put a finer point on it. And then going back to what I said earlier about, you know, rebranding a legacy company, there's key stakeholders at a number of levels within the organization that you got to do your due diligence with. And there's trademarking that has to happen. And there's just a number of things that need to come together in order to make it come to life. So it was a process of taking what was built, convincing those stakeholders that needed to be convinced, building out the framework and the strategy. And we can go a bit deeper on that. But it was, it's been an arduous process, even having a lot of that work done on the front end. So it's a multifaceted, thing that you've got to go through when you rebrand any organization. It's made a little bit more of a heavy lift when it's a 30-year-old organization.
Yeah. And I think you bring up one thing that I do want to talk about, and I promise that before the end of this, you'll have time to tell everybody all the cool things about, but I think for people listening, because you just talked about it's rebranding a legacy organization, which I'm going to say, look, it's everybody listening, right? They're in legacy, mostly in legacy media organizations. Talk a little bit, and I think both of you can chime in or either on this, but that because it is something that's been around for a long time, and you've got employees that have been around since the beginning all the way up to now, and you've got boards of directors and editorial, all these things. How do you go about, yeah, it's fun, creative. Okay, I use fun in air quotes there. to go through the process of brainstorming and word clouding and finally getting to, we're going to call it this, or we want to go around this concept. But you've got to get the buy-in. Yeah. So I think a little bit of that kind of, during all this, you're also working with all of your people to make sure that everybody's buying in. What's kind of goes into that?
Well, it was buy-in is critical, and oddly enough, we were on a call this morning with our public relations firm talking about a number of rollouts, press release rollouts coming up in the next few weeks, and what we had brought up is that we had actually so after the executive buy-in happened, and we can go deeper on kind of how that process worked. We arrived at three designs. We had buy-in from the executive level on Blocks Digital, so we knew that box was checked. But what we ended up doing is creating three different logos, three different treatments for the Blocks Digital logo. And we actually sent it out to our entire company and put it up for a vote to let the company know that this is coming, get them excited, and get their buy-in. Because yes, executive buy-in is important. But what our public relations firm said today was we rebranded 6 months ago and we just got an email telling us what the new brand was. That's really cool that you involve the entire organization in that process.
When did you decide to do that? When at one point do you say, hey, let's make sure we get everybody involved? Because I think that is important. And I have a publisher long ago who taught me that lesson, that you've got to get everybody involved at some point.
Yes.
I think one of the key things, Tony, you know, when Tony came aboard and started organizing this process, we pulled together a cross-functional team, a cross-functional marketing team. We have a marketing and branding committee that's made up of a few folks from across the organization. And so that was sort of the start of it. Mm-hmm. Was we got together and we had an offsite, and we, you know, a full day offsite where we hashed out, here's who we want to be. Here is our messaging. Here's the framework. And so, you know, starting with these five, six incredibly creative people, I think helps tremendously with buy-in. When it's not just coming out of one person's head, if it's not, you know, it's not being handed down by one person. So that was a big deal. And then as far as the logo itself goes, out of that meeting, we decided that we were going to, that was going to be part of the process, that we were going to put this to a company vote. So we actually worked with an external organization, that a marketing firm that created a whole bunch of different treatments. We generated a whole bunch of different treatments internally. The branding committee sort of narrowed it down to a handful that we felt really good about. And then, you know, we thought, we're going to put it to the company, and wherever it goes, it goes. This is, you know, this is going to be really fascinating. And luckily we did not get a three-way tie. That was good.
It was convincing.
Convincing win. And so that felt good too. So
did it go where you thought it was going to go?
It went where I hoped it would go.
Yeah, he and I didn't tell you. Like, we left. I said, I'm not going to tell you. You don't tell me. But after it was decided, we both came together and we're like, yes, that's the one that I wanted. So yeah. It worked out well. And to his point, it was overwhelming. So it's good to know that not only did the company partake in the process, but they also overwhelmingly chose the right treatment.
Yeah, and if you're giving three options, you better be sure that you're okay with any of the three.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
Don't throw in the one that you think is junk just to get it out there.
Yeah, never right. know.
They'll get chosen.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm curious as the marketing guy. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Long time ago, I used to do redesigns for newspapers, which was a fun process, but arduous and harder when you're the outside guy, right? Because it's harder to get the buy-in from everyone. But I had a mentor tell me back when I started doing that work, the logo treatment that, you know, at the end is really the last thing you want to do. He's like, that's not the be all end all. You've got to figure everything else out first and the story. And that ended up being really, really helpful to me. Do you kind of approach the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, we did not start with a logo. That was by no means where we started. We started with, who are we? You know, what is the messaging that we want to get out there? What is our, what's our North Star? What are our core messages? So that you're absolutely right. You can't start with graphic design, and that is sometimes the most fun part, right? I mean, you want to. You're like, yeah, let's just start drawing. And that's fun.
And to many creatives, that's hard to tell. That's hard to teach that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, no, we didn't start there. And this rebrand is about a whole lot more than simply a logo. I mean, we're interrogating all of our processes across the company, the technologies that we use to deliver our services for our customers, the efficiencies that we bring to our customers and how our customers interact with us. So, I mean, this is a whole, that's the reason we have to have buy-in from the entire company, because this is going to touch the entire company. And it's not just about swapping out logos on a few templates. It's really a rethinking of how we do go to market and how we do business.
When did you start to feel like you're getting it? Like, this new story, this new way of packaging is getting there, is coming together.
I mean, you know, the starting, but at a starting point, and I'm speaking from at the moment when I came in, having the name right helps, because then we know that we got that piece right. And buy-in with all the key constituents that need to be bought into the process and the naming convention. The one thing that is really, I guess I can't impress upon anybody looking to rebrand enough, is when we got together for that offsite as a marketing team, to Aaron's point, it wasn't just about whiteboarding the name. By that point, we were, to his point, thinking about core values. Who do we want to become? What do we want to look like? What do we want to sound like in the marketplace? Because it ties to everything. It ties to the language we use. It ties to the marketing messaging that we put out into the marketplace. So I think I completely skirted your question, but I can't impress upon everybody enough that the orchestration and the thoughtfulness and the diversity in which you organize a committee is really, really important because it takes a lot of people with differing points of view and different areas sitting in different areas in the organization to pull something like this together.
Now, I think since we're a news media industry podcast, I think actually your ability to skirt the question there was well done.
Thank you.
any reporters listening are gonna love that. The News Nirvana podcast is made possible by the generosity of Blox Digital. Blox Digital empowers content producers to connect with their worldwide audiences at scale and continuously transform to achieve their business goals. Contact Blox Digital today to learn more about how they can help you thrive. Connect with them at BloxDigital.com. But I think that actually does lead to a good topic, talking about the values. Like, who, when you say who are we, who do we want, who do we really want to be, what do we hold dear, and what do we want to make sure that a customer or a partner knows that we hold dear and that might relate with them? How did that conversation kind of start?
I mean, speaking to the whiteboarding exercise, and Aaron, I'm sure you've got a few things pulled up to review, but that offsite, you know, we rented a conference room at a hotel in the Quad Cities, and we got everybody in the room. We ordered lunch, and we just put our heads down. But we really used that exercise. We had, you know, large sheets of paper stuck everywhere, wiped post-it notes everywhere, and that's where we started to really surface some of those core values that we wanted to be known for: innovative, kind. Aaron, I'm sure you've got a bunch you could rattle off.
We're empowering. We're about solutions that energize you to achieve your goals. We're enlightening. We try to make the technical digestible for you. We're customer centric. We don't just listen. We act on your behalf. We're passionate. We're battle tested for 30 plus years in the industry. We're visionary. If a solution doesn't exist, we'll work to create it. And we're transformational. We're driven by real world results, not outdated models. These were sort of the brand values that we arrived on. And some of them, you know, it's a combination of this is who we are. And also, you know, it's aspirationally, it's who we want to be. And, you know, I think in all of those cases, those are truths about us, but we should, by codifying them, you have something to shoot for and you have something to point at. You know, when people are wondering who Town News is, it's really useful to say, these are the six things that we value most, you know, that we want to put out in the marketplace. So,
that's a good point though, Aaron, that, you know, it's gotta be a mix of what exists today and the aspirational piece of it, right? Because I think we all sat in the room and said, you know, we are this right now, or maybe just not talking about it as much, but you know what? Culturally, we're not this, and we need to be aspirational and get to that. So sometimes voicing it, getting it written down, evangelizing it helps to bring those things that might be aspirational and not true today to life when you say it enough, repeat it enough, and get the folks excited about it.
Well, that can be a little bit hard conversation to get people's brains to switch that way, because I think when you start, it's very easy to say, okay, who are we? And, you know, the words just start going. So how do you approach talking to your staff? And at this point, it's probably a smaller group than, you know, the whole staff. But how do you get to get that conversation going with your team? Is, okay, we know who we are, but is that really what we want to be, you know, as we do this thing?
Yeah. I mean, looking back, one thing that I would say is we have created a culture committee, and a lot of this has been evangelized with that culture committee. The culture committee consists of constituents from each department within the organization. And what that means is that every couple of month basis, we're getting together, we're evangelizing where we are, progress, and those individuals can then deliver that message to their team. I would also say that it wasn't as probably prescriptive as it could have been, but we've been slow walking this, right? We talk about it in a town hall meeting. We surface it in the culture committee so that their teams can hear about it, know about it. We're evangelizing it with the leadership team to make sure they're bought in. So it's really been this slow walk, but pretty consistent cadence of it's coming, vote on a logo, here's the new name, here's the launch date, here's the teaser campaign. All of these things kind of over the last 10 months have gotten everybody understanding this is where we're going and this is what it means.
Do the words, I'm gonna go backwards a little bit, do the words that you're throwing out when you're doing the who are we exercise, do those help lead to the who we want to be brainstorming?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that in many cases, the words that we chose and the concepts that we chose are, they are who we are today. However, we can be better, and that we haven't put, you know, by putting them down on paper and by giving everyone something to point at, you know, it's like, sometimes a concept isn't obvious to you until you hear it, and then you hear it and it's plain as day. Of course we're transformational. Yeah, but now we have it codified and we can all work towards that goal. And, you know, and it also gives you something to point at and say, so does this solution that we're creating satisfy our overall goals, our overall DNA, who we are? Does this marketing piece speak to who we are, or does it, you know, is it fluff? Those kinds of things. So I think every one of those concepts is both who we are today and aspirational. We can be better.
Aaron, I'm curious. So you've done this, you know, you've done the study part where you've interviewed your staff, your current customers, past customers, you've gotten a team together and you've done this brainstorming. What's the next, how do you take all of that? What's a process? I think, you know, this is good for everyone. What is the process of taking all that? And okay, now we can outline how to go forward, how to take that and turn it into a message.
That was actually part of the full day retreat. First we did all this brainstorming, and then we actually broke it down into action items and areas of responsibility. And each of the members of that branding committee have what we call rocks, which are their big goal for making this thing happen, their big area of responsibility. So for example, we have someone who's overseeing the website. We have someone who's overseeing our messaging plan. We have someone who's overseeing our North Star. We have someone who's overseeing the overall the brand creation, the creation of collateral and logos and those kinds of things. So someone who's also responsible for creating a brand store like Swag Store that can get people excited about all of this. So we broke it down that way, and we're meeting every week to make sure our rocks, our big goals are all on track. And it's just been, I mean, we also have a project manager. I will say we're benefiting from someone from our project management team. These are the folks that help our customers roll out their sites and make all of that magic happen. They're also helping us make sure this happens, because if you see our board, if you see we're using a SaaS product to manage this process, it is mind-boggling how many things have to be juggled to make sure it happens. So to have a project manager who's actually helping keep these plates spinning is invaluable. But that is how we've executed essentially on this.
Go ahead, Tony.
I was going to say that I think when you and I spoke last time, we might have touched upon the traction methodology, which is a small business operating system. And that was what Aaron was talking about with rocks, is, you know, using that methodology to stay organized. We all go into meetings, right? And then before you know it, you're 45 minutes in, nothing on the agenda has been accomplished, right? And so on top of, you know, the assignment of those tasks, and on top of, you know, having a PM to kind of herd the cats, if you will, having a prescriptive meeting each week by which we are checking progress, holding people accountable. If something is off track, no big deal. Us as a team will get together and help get things back on track. So instead of just having a meeting to have a meeting to talk about the rebrand, we have a very specific structure by which we follow to check progress, assign to-dos, identify gaps, and keep things on track. or we're not going to hit those milestones. And with a project of this magnitude, you can't go at it from a point of unorganization.
I think you guys are getting to a very important point that I think we should say out loud. Look, you guys are you are two executives. You are leading this thing, but none of that gets done if you don't trust people to get involved and get that. Like, it can't be just a couple people say, "Hey, we're going to do this thing." I mean, it takes a lot, and you got to trust your people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trust. Yes, absolutely. Trust is necessary. And you know, really the prescriptive meeting and the understanding of how we're all being measured, it drives a lot of that, right? It allows you to know that on a weekly basis, the thing that each of us are working on is getting done. And I can say that we got to a point where if I had to miss a meeting, I didn't feel too bad because I knew that this core team had it. They were running with it, and they were keeping the projects on track. So I think part of going through this together has also built a ton of trust in one another. When you're working on solving really big challenges, that's when relationships are built. That's when that important connection with others happens. And so not only did we trust one another, but that trust built significantly over time as we worked together to solve this.
I think it gets you excited for the next big thing you guys can do, right?
Not anytime soon, but yes, at some point.
You want a vacation now?
A rebrand. Hopefully this rebrand's gonna stick, man. And we're thrilled about it. And you know, I think it's that Blocks Digital and the work that we're doing here is something that's gonna, you know, lead this company into the next stage. I'm incredibly proud of the work the entire team has done, and I think it's the right move, quite frankly.
Well, I'm gonna I want to do one more question before we move into, because I want to make sure I give you guys time to tell people about the rebrand and the services and how things are gonna be better. But here, one last thing, and Aaron, I want you to answer first, and then Tony.
Uh-oh.
Don't be wrong. He's listening. For anyone out there who's looking at taking this task on, who or maybe has just started or is even in the middle of it, some advice. You've just done a long, huge process. You're in the exciting time now. It's stressful still. Yes. Right up until that very moment you hit send on the release and you change the sign on the door, it's stressful. But what's some advice you have so that someone else going through it could be successful as well? What have you learned?
First of all, make sure the domain name's available. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how cool the name is if you can't get the domain name. So I think I still wake up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night thinking, I forgot to buy the domain. Or, you know, it's like that's a big deal. But I would say you know, before embarking on something like this, you just need to make sure that it's the right move, that you've done the due diligence, and that you understand that it's going to be a significant process for you, and that it's not just a process for you, but it's a process for your customers. So go into it wide-eyed, understanding that this is really a critical move that you're about to make, and just get other eyes on it. You know, it shouldn't just come from a single person's head. Get other eyes on it, stress test it, socialize it before, you know, making your announcement or developing your logo.
Tony, what have you learned?
I would echo what Aaron said, and you know, I think the right team just uber important, but you can't I think over communicate enough, especially within an organization of our size. We can't we're not a 2,000 person company, but we've got a ton of really really smart people in our building, and so. Not only the team start out going through this exercise, but we actually started pulling different people in so that the team got bigger over time. To Aaron's point, bringing in a project manager, getting other designers involved. Jake Henneman on our team came over from the Lee side to really support this initiative, help with our website design. Different people think about solving different challenges, right? Some are more technical versus some are more creative. People are going to see a different angle of how they want to approach it or what fingerprints they want to put on it. So while you don't want a 1,000-person committee trying to make this thing come along, at the key times within the process, make sure you're pulling in the right people to give it the sniff test. Make sure, is this how you would handle building a lead gen website? Are there other things that you would incorporate into this site as we think about increasing our inbound lead flow by way of a new lead-centric website? Bringing in the right talent at the right time to make sure that you're thinking about every aspect of it the right way is just mission critical.
Team, that's the key thing there, I think, right?
Right, yes, yes. Yeah. There's no I in team.
There we go. You know, nothing like a good news show throwing out the cliche festivals. All right, Aaron, I want you to do this because I think you deserve to celebrate. Let's tell everybody, what are you doing? What is, I know you just said the name, we've said it, Blox Digital, but let's tell people what about your service. You should get some time to brag.
Tell folks what Blox Digital is.
What does Blox Digital mean? Let's give the new pitch.
Well, Blox Digital was founded on the understanding that change in media is constant. I'm going back to that North Star, Tony.
Good.
Yeah, change in media is constant, and we're committed to the continued support of our partners and their ongoing digital transformation. This is accomplished with our ever-evolving solutions and ongoing focus on delivering an innovation-first experience. So we are about transformation, right? And those six items that we talked about, going back to our values, it's all about activating content for our customers. Activating meaning making it so they can, content as a business, you know, they can generate revenue and audience and do all those great things on using their content. So it's about activating content and delivering results. And we are the technical backbone and the expertise and the business search or the business engine for those organizations' digital businesses.
Yeah, and you know, when I think about, you know, when I came on board, I heard, you know, a number of things that we thought we could kind of bring together by way of this rebrand. So, not just a logo, not just the North Star, not just our core values, because that matters to us as an organization. But transformation also means that our customers are along for the ride as well. We want to enhance our customer experience. We want to build new systems, which that's the other thing that we're working on right now, that just don't take on a rebrand and an entire systems reboot at the same time ever. Like, that's a lesson that I learned. But we're onboarding Salesforce right now. So we're going to be creating a new customer portal. We're going to have a new ticketing system. We're going to have a better way to have kind of an end-to-end view of our customers. So whether you're a sales engineer in the organization, a customer success representative, a salesperson, a business development rep, everybody's got a universal view of the customer. If you have that, all communications tied together, so the customer is going to ultimately receive a better customer experience. We want the login process of our knowledge base and kind of our customer portal to be more seamless. So on top of the rebrand and the excitement that we're building, it really is about our customers and making sure that we're giving them the tools that they're going to need for many, many years to come to evolve their businesses. And that has to come with a smooth and great UX of working with Town News. So really thinking about all the things that you can bring together under the tent of a rebrand makes it that much more impactful. And at the end of the day, it's about our customers.
I think you just highlighted one of the most important things to remember about rebranding. You can be as pretty as you want, but the service still has to be great. The product, whatever it is you're delivering, still has to be great.
Well, and the fact is, a brand is not, it's not a logo, it's not a color scheme, it's not your North Star. the brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room, essentially. Right. Your brand is something you can't tell people what your brand is. You have to deliver on it. If you're not genuine, if you say you're transformational, but you don't help people change to meet the upcoming challenges, you know, the challenges of the new digital age, then you're not transformational. It is what people think about you that is your brand. And so to that extent, you can't really control what your brand is, except by doing what you just said, by delivering great service, by honoring your promises, by being there for your customers. So yes, it's going to look cool. We're changing our visual image. We're changing, you know, a whole new website, all that kind of stuff. And that is wonderful. But if it doesn't ring true, then that's not really your brand. So we've got to make sure that those core values are something that we're really living up to. And that's an organizational challenge that every organization needs to challenge themselves to deliver on who they believe they are.
Well, well said. I want to thank you guys for letting us use your story and what you're doing right now, just as a way to kind of put out there to everybody, because I think branding is a big thing right now. And I think it's something everybody is really looking into is how are we telling our story and how does that represent what we are delivering to our customers, whether that's a news organization or whether to your readers or viewers, your audience. So I think it's very timely. I appreciate you guys. Congratulations. I have one really important question. Will you be wearing party hats when you announce on the 3rd?
There will be champagne popped. There will be a party had. The ringer that this team has gone through over the past 10 months needs to be rewarded in the form of a blowout party together.
Yeah, I think the whole team will definitely be looking to cut loose a little bit. That's safe to say. And yeah, if cutting loose is a party hat, sign me up.
I don't know what you're all going to do with your time. I mean, there's not going to be anything to do, you know.
I have a feeling we'll figure it out.
Aaron just got scared a little bit, I think. Hey, so I know this episode drops a few days before, but let's give everybody, if they want to follow Blox Digital, they want to go to Blox Digital, where can they do that?
BloxDigital.com. We're going to be working on transferring all the socials over. So you'll be able to find us on Blox Digital on LinkedIn, Blox Digital on Facebook, Blox Digital on Twitter, Instagram, etc. But BloxDigital.com is a great starting point because we did get the domain. In fact, Tony, you know, when he came back and he said, I think Blox Digital is the right answer. And you're going to hate me for that. I said, I bought the domain 5 years ago.
Like, yes, yes.
So, yeah, we're good there. So, yeah, you'll be able to find us at BloxDigital.com.
And not to mention, Aaron, we should probably sell all those Latin named URLs that we're not going to need anymore.
Yeah, that is a little bit of, you know, if a name occurs to me, I almost immediately buy the domain just in case. So you're probably right. Actually, we have a number of weird domains.
You are not alone in that move. I don't think. I think I could probably do a whole episode on people talking about trying to either purchase or find the domain they really want for their brand discussions. I mean,
yeah,
and we've all probably overpaid for some in the past.
Right. Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, call me old fashioned, but if it's not .com, it doesn't count. So, no weird domain suffixes.
We will call you old fashioned.
Too hard to remember.
Aaron, Tony, thank you guys very much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Always a good time and great to see you again, my friend.
That will wrap us up for this week. We'll talk to everybody next time.
Take care.
Hey, thank you guys. The News Nirvana podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or most any of your favorite podcast apps. The News Nirvana podcast is made possible by the generosity of Blox Digital. Connect with them at blocksdigital.com. The News Nirvana podcast is produced by Fredcasts. Think, speak, act.